holiday season.
One of the features in our 5 to 6 look back on the events of 56 years ago is the Umbrella Man. What's behind all that? And Papa John's on the phone just before Fox at 5. Hey, what's up?
Hey, bud. Real quick, I want to ask Terry a question.
Sure.
Terry, I had heard, or somewhere I heard, that after Oswald was shot, it took them over 45 minutes to get to the hospital, which was just a couple blocks away. If that's true, who would have made that call?
Who would have made the call to delay it?
Yeah.
I would assume that the police chief would have made that call.
Ironically, they took him to Parkland. And guess who else died at Parkland Hospital? Jack Ruby.
Mm-hmm. Well, did it take that long for them to get him to Parkland?
I have never seen anything that indicated there was a delay in getting him to Parkland. The deputy, remember him in the white suit with the white hat?
Right.
Can't remember the man's name offhand, but I saw him recently in an interview. Said he asked Oswald before he slipped into a coma, is there anything you want to tell me? Anything you want to tell me before any, and nothing.
He, no reply.
He didn't have anything to say, and then he lapsed into a coma.
And
he may have survived for a very short period of time and may have still been alive at the hospital, but I don't know of anything that there was a huge delay, but we could look into that. That's what our job is.
Yeah, wouldn't you have loved to have had some response from him of some kind?
Yeah, that could have put a lot of mysteries to bed, I suppose. By the way, did you want to talk to your realtor? He's with us this afternoon.
How you doing, Bob?
Hi, Eddie. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I would be out there showing your house, but I'm in here with Craig today.
Don't worry about it. You got plenty of time. Bye, guys.
Good to hear from you.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye. Fox at 5.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump continuing his attack on the House impeachment inquiry.
The president, in a wide-ranging interview on Fox and Friends, said he welcomes a Senate trial, suggesting he could attempt to call witnesses like former Vice President Joe Biden's son and House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff. Several witnesses testifying this week did say President Trump relied on his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, to pressure Ukraine to open investigations into the 2016 election and Biden.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill.
So what?
21-year-old former Boston College student In Young Yu arraigned today on an involuntary manslaughter charge. Suffolk County DA Rachel Rollins says Yu sent her boyfriend thousands of text messages urging him to kill himself.
To go kill himself, go die.
Alexander Urtula died in May after jumping from the roof of a parking garage, Yu entering a not guilty plea. America is listening to Fox News.
What were they playing on the radio in this date, 1963?
Number two.
Later became the name of a great rock band.
Deep Purple.
Nino Temple and April Stevens.
Oh, of course. My favorite group.
Of course, Deep Purple went on to become a great rock band and did My Woman in Tokyo and Smoke on the Water and other great classic rock hits, which tragically I played when they were brand new, when I was new in the business.
Nino Temple and April Stevens.
This is the one day of the year.
One hit wonder.
Yeah, they were. This is the one day of the year where I
pull that song out.
No. Where I try not to, deal with my age. I remember all this.
Well, so do I, and it doesn't bother me. I'm older than you are.
But you don't look your age.
Well, thank you. That's a compliment.
I do. We have more of these songs coming up. And we're going to get a look at a guy called the Umbrella Man. Now, who is he? If you have seen the world-famous Zapruder film, in the frame where Kennedy's limo is starting to emerge from behind the street sign, right in front of that street sign is the only man in Dallas, Texas, who was standing under an umbrella on a perfectly nice day. He has been the subject of a lot of speculation. Was he giving a signal? Somebody even went to great lengths to Well, you'll see, I have a clip here. I don't want to play the whole six-minute thing, but let's see if we can get to a highlight or two.
He said that his learning of the existence of the Umbrella Man made him speculate that in historical research, there may be a dimension similar to the quantum dimension in physical reality.
This guy wrote 6 seconds in Dallas, the book.
Wow.
If you put any event under a microscope, you will find a whole dimension of completely weird, incredible things going on.
True.
It's as if there's the macro level of historical research where things sort of obey natural laws and usual things happen and unusual things don't happen. And then there's this other level where everything is really weird. On November 22nd, it rained the night before, but everything cleared by about 9 or 9:30 in the morning. So if you were looking at various photographs of the motorcade route and the crowds gathered there, you will have noticed nobody's wearing a raincoat. Nobody has an open umbrella. Why? Because it's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
He liked that.
And we'll pause it there. That movie's coming out this weekend. We have all made predictions on how well it would do. I'm sorry. I saw the trailer, and I see Tom Hanks in a red sweater. I did not see Mr. Rogers. So I'm skeptical that it's going to be... Well, you got Frozen 2 coming out today. That's going to be the number one movie.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What do you want to lay odds that Seth Spotlow and his daughter will see that before Monday?
Of course.
You bet. He's a good daddy. He's going to take his daughter there. Happy
there are solutions available to you at your CBD store, 8852 Mini Brown Parkway. You've heard about CBD products. They work. That's what you need to know. They treat things from sleeping issues, pain, anxiety, all natural, interacting with the cannabinoids that are already naturally in your system. Finally, made legal last year, and the SunMed product line is the very best, and that's the product line they carry at your CBD store. My recommendation, I've tried their topical creams for pain. They work. I have tried the soft gel capsules for sleeping. They work. They can also do drops. They also have products for your pets, for pain, for arthritis, for things that other things just don't seem to work. CBD products seem to have a really solid power. So talk to Marissa and Lori at the store and get the scoop from them, because they have the ready answers for your questions and the great products that can help you lead a better life. They're at right across from the Renfro's Adams Drugs Plaza. Turn south at Bojangles off Chantilly Parkway. Make your first left, your first right. You're at your CBD store. Chad will be with you after we get back from Skipper's Traffic, which is really long.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, well, East Main Street and South Memorial Drive in Prattville is getting back to normal. Still some workers on the scene, but traffic is moving there. We had an accident earlier on Taylor Road near Berry Hill, our second of the afternoon. Traffic is still very heavy there, and it takes a few minutes to get through. I-85 to 65 north and southbound. It's about 5 to 8 minutes through there. Slow-moving traffic is the culprit. 65 to 85 is a slow go from the merge all the way past Ann Street, and another slowdown at Taylor Road to Chantilly. We also have an accident at the merge onto the Eastern Boulevard out near Eastdale. If you are traveling to Ware's Ferry or Sunshine Village up over the bridge, it's going to be right there on the ramp before you get on the Eastern Boulevard. Heavy traffic everywhere. Please use caution. You don't have to fight with your pet for a turkey leg at Thanksgiving. Invisible Fence has an indoor system that will keep your pets away from certain areas of your home, including your turkey legs and the cranberry sauce shaped like a can. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal.
There is light rain outside. Most of it is well north of the area as we go to our buddy Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, Chad.
You know, my dog takes CBD treats, but there have been two side effects. Number one, he's been stoned for 2 weeks. Number two, he's eaten all my Cheetos.
There you go.
He's a happy dog.
Actually, I do feed him those treats, and they seem to help.
Well, the next thing you know, he'll be shacking up with a schnauzer down the road. playing his electric.
I want to remind everybody that there is no high in these products.
Yes.
You're exactly right.
I have to protect
right,
the integrity of my sponsors.
I'm sorry.
No
I'm
THC.
But my dog is watching more Cheech and Chong movies.
I bet.
I know there's no high.
Anything for a laugh. Sorry, my bad.
No, actually, that's a pretty good product from what I'm hearing.
My mom uses it. She likes it.
Yeah. So
it's fully endorsed by Mommy the Swami.
Well, there you
what
go.
Else do you need to know?
That's it.
What else can you say?
Well, I just heard Mitch McConnell comment a few minutes ago that, yeah, we're going to do this trial, but it's going to be a waste of time because you're not going to get 67 votes, so it's a fait accompli. The interesting thing about it is when it's going to happen. This is assuming that the Democrats are really stupid enough to pull the impeachment trigger.
I don't think they will. If I had to make a bet right now, I'd bet that they don't. They are losing. Representative in Pennsylvania today said, I'm an independent now. I want nothing to do with this.
Did he really? I hadn't seen that yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's good to know. Well, you're going to start. Once one goes, then some are going to start peeling away. Some of the ones in these 31 purple states, you know, the 31 who were switchover seats, got to be worried to death because they know that what's going to happen is, let's say they are stupid enough to impeach him, right? All right, going to go, he's going to get acquitted, and then Trump is going to use that impeachment acquittal like mm-hmm. the jawbone of an ass to beat them over the head with it for the entire election season. You know, how much money they wasted, how much time they wasted, how it was all a witch hunt, and how we didn't get any legislation passed, like we didn't get the treaty signed, we didn't get the prescription drug bill through, all those kind of... I mean, he just absolutely... And one of the greatest techniques presidents have for re-election is beating up on Congress, you know? They're just handing it to him. But you know what? They have so much hatred for the president... They cannot help themselves.
They are exactly. Right. It is mm-hmm. a mental illness. Trump derangement syndrome. Chad, thanks. I got to run, buddy.
All right,
we got to get back to our show
good.
Here.
See ya.
So, Jeremy
Nice.
Brooks looked up the plane crash in Chicago and sent pictures. And
where's
that's
your girlfriend's house, Greg?
This way. To the left of the tail of the plane.
Ah.
You can't see it in that photo. This one. That's Denise Torzidlo's house.
Oh, wow.
So you can see what I was looking into.
You had quite the crow's nest view there.
Oh, yeah. Fire department actually got the fire out fairly quickly. But you can see the engine's intact. This, I don't know that they've ever come up with a satisfactory explanation for this.
They don't have to.
Well, did they pretty much run out of fuel when they were, you know, trying to land? And like you said, you heard the jet screaming as it's trying to go, you know, trying to maintain altitude. I'm just wondering if it finally just ran out of fuel.
No, there was enough fuel. Because when I turned the corner and saw this thing, there was a lot of smoke and a lot of flame.
Okay.
But it was a flight from Washington National to Midway in Chicago, so it probably wasn't carrying a lot of fuel and burned a good amount of it mm-hmm. before it crashed. But
it's just got to be surreal to run up and turn the corner.
I had never seen
just see a plane.
I'd never seen people burn to death, mm-hmm. but the people inside the front end of the cabin,
first class,
it was surreal. They were like the pilot and the co-pilot. Mm. The rest of the cabin had been mangled. They were buried in the debris,
mm-hmm.
but the nose of the plane. I think one of those pictures.
Yeah, did the nose detach from the plane?
No, it like I said, the pilot knew it was going to come down. His only hope was to bring it in as gently as he could. And he aimed for the middle of the street, but took out the houses on one side.
Those things are pretty wide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
A miracle that 18 people out of 63 lived.
That's wild.
Anthony.
Yes. Good evening. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just overheard, you know, when you break for news, Last week, I heard when the Fox News report came on, they were talking about Google reported Google checking. And I'm thinking to myself, why on earth would somebody even consider opening a checking account for Google?
No kidding.
No. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
people do
with it. With how information is being shared upon all of us, why would I even volunteer myself to give my money
Amen.
To their control?
Mm-hmm.
I'll hang up and listen to your comment. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. I wish I could remember the specific term using Google the other day. I couldn't find anything close to the result I was seeking because it was all anti-Trump. Mm, yeah. It was the worst possible outcome. There's Jeff Sessions.
Oh, boy. Oh,
this commercial, man.
Sorry, you're not getting my vote.
You know, the other day, I
you blew it.
Dan had him on, and mm-hmm. I said, by the way, if you caught the interview, I'd like to know what your take on it was. And get a single call.
You know, I listened to the interview, and I told you at Baumhauer's, the only thing I can think of when I see this commercial now is what they did on Saturday Night Live, I think last week, when they made a skit, basically making fun of Jeff Sessions doing that. And he's just brown-nosing Trump and brown-nosing Trump supporters, but I don't know why he wants his old job back.
Yeah, and what we don't need is a fractured party
right.
in
That's
this
what
state.
I worry about.
And giving that seat back to Fat Ass.
That's exactly what I worry about, which makes me think...
I'm sorry, Senator Fat Ass.
That just makes me think
no
Jeff
disrespect.
Sessions is more deep state.
He is.
It just...
Well,
he nails it in the coffin right there.
I can pull up the email. I will show all of you privately the email I received from one of his staff saying exactly that.
See?
So I'll do that during this break.
Sweet.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Pre-Thanksgiving blowout at Margaret's is on. Never before. It ends Wednesday night. That's it. Before Thanksgiving, we have Bolo bracelets, Diamond of the Art bracelets, $149. Normally, tons more money. Diamond by the Art necklaces, $199. Floating diamond pearl necklaces, $99. No, forget about that. $49. Pearl studs, $29. Diamonds, 60% off. All watches, 49%. Everything has a blowout price. Everything. Everything's available on layaway till Christmas. Everything 14 karat. Never done this before. Come see us at Marguerite's.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right. You can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
I'm Ellis Heskew with Alabama News Network. A jury has found former MPD police officer A.C. Smith guilty of manslaughter in the 2016 killing of Greg Gunn. The jury deliberated for a couple hours today before coming back with a verdict. The former principal of Lead Academy must be added back to the school's payroll. That was the order from a Montgomery judge yesterday. Judge Jimmy Poole granted a temporary restraining order in favor of Dr. Nicole Ivy Price. Price claims she was illegally terminated by Lead Academy. She says the school hasn't taken steps to ensure continuing health insurance or unemployment benefits. The restraining order directs Lead Academy to add Ivy Price back to payroll immediately. Montgomery police have charged a man with murder after a deadly stabbing on Monday. Police have charged 44-year-old Marcus Johnson with murder in the stabbing death of Paris Clark at a gas station. He was arrested just after midnight last night. I'm Ellis Heskew with CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Those weather changes we've been telling you about are now very close at hand as a cold front approaches the state. The chance of showers will be increasing as we go through the nighttime hours tonight. In fact, they'll become quite likely by late tonight, and showers and thunderstorms will be around at times tomorrow. Saturday's high temperature up to about 73. I think the showers will move out sometime Saturday evening and then turning colder. Overnight low temperature around 40. Sunday, sunshine, but much cooler. High temperature up to about 58. A little warmer Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for traffic.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are still very busy at the 6585 interchange. Still a few minutes from South Court Street on 85 to 65 northbound. The merge to 65 southbound is a little bit better. 65 to 85, slow traffic from the merge out of downtown all the way to Ann Street. We have another slowdown, Taylor Road to about Chantilly Parkway. Second accident of the day a little earlier on Taylor Road has left Taylor Road a little bit busy from I-85 back past East Chase. We also have another accident out near Eastdale. This is on the on-ramp to the Eastern Boulevard. If you're headed up over the bridge over Wares Ferry Road, it's going to be right there in the merge to the Eastern Boulevard. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. We have busy traffic everywhere this afternoon, so please use caution wherever you are. The Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhardt Toyota with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until after Santa Claus comes on some models. Don't miss Toyota-thon now at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
56 years ago today, this was on the charts. Good song, Marvin. Can I get a witness? Terry, that this song would be charting at the time of JFK's assassination because witnesses had some kind of a misfortune occur.
Hundreds of them.
You know, they go down the list at the end of the movie JFK by Oliver Stone, and you know what it's like? It's like the Clinton suicide.
That's what I was thinking.
Club.
Yeah, it is.
When you look at the end of the movie, they make the statement as they show you the pictures of all the people that were at Dealey Plaza, saw certain things, who came forward, who were ignored by the Warren Commission. It's stunning.
It is.
How many people the Warren Commission chose not to talk to.
They didn't match the narrative.
No.
And again, when that was going on back then, was it known that there was the Warren Commission was just not listening to these people, or was it kind of buried?
We were coming out of our naivety. That's why I say it not only was the shocking news, but in the years that followed, our naivete about our trusting our government.
That's when it all started changing.
When people started asking questions, yes. And again, you cannot help but make the connection between the deep state that JFK greatly upset. They wanted to run things. You watch the movie 13 Days, which takes you through the Cuban Missile Crisis. Mm-hmm. The Joint Chiefs, the military guys,
They were Jonesing for war. They wanted war.
They were saying, let's go in and bomb those silos. We can get them. Can you guarantee nobody? Well, if we can't, then we're going to be throwing nukes at each other. They didn't seem to give a damn.
No, they just want war.
That's right.
And JFK fired Dulles after Bay of Pigs, and you know, and he had to own that, which to his credit he did, because the buck stops here. And somehow he ends up dead. He did not have friends. He did not have friends in the State Department and in the higher levels of our intelligence branches.
Well, he made another big mistake, and that was kind of getting us away from the Federal Reserve. You know, he did his own silver certificates and some other away from the central bank kind of notes. And every president that's ever done that, I mean, look at Lincoln and the greenbacks.
Yeah.
Everyone that's ever done that has been killed.
Huh.
We were talking about deep state,
mm-hmm.
and I mentioned my friend. Now, this, don't mention the name. This goes back to 2018. We were questioning at the time why Mr. Sessions seemed to be accomplishing nothing in terms of stuff that we were talking about every day on this show, on your show.
Yeah. Draining the swamp.
We were all waiting for him to come out.
All of this stuff, we've known about this, and there's, well, we can't reveal the name. Cut the crap. Everybody knows the name. Everybody knows the game. Everybody knows that Hunter Biden, now it's like, what, $143 million in loans that are connected to that? It gets worse by the minute. This is what I was sent. Throw Jeff Sessions under the bus. Cast him aside. Trash him with the trashing he deserves. He is deep state, selfish, self-serving, elitist, deep state.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a few other comments in there that I will not pass along. I got to tell you, my blood went cold when I read that.
Well, after watching, since he's been in office, I can't argue with anything that's put in that email.
No.
No.
What'd he do? He did absolutely nothing.
Yep. They're chanting lock her up, and he kind of dismisses it all.
Right. You know?
We started with the Umbrella Man from November 22nd, 1963, and the Umbrella Man is very clearly visible in the Zapruder film. He is standing in front of the freeway sign that temporarily blocks the view of the limo, and you do not see the first bullet strike JFK, but right after that you see his arms come up to his throat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually a specific medical reflex for that kind of damage, is that bullet passed through. It's like it was reflexive and not something the brain commanded to do, so to speak.
Just a reaction.
But there, in between the sign and the limo, is this guy with a black umbrella. And eventually he was called to testify in the 1978 Committee on Assassinations hearing. This gentleman here, who's talking, who was a bit of an elf, to be quite frank, is the author of the book 6 Seconds in Dallas.
And then I noticed, in all of Dallas, there appears to be exactly one person standing under an open black umbrella.
And you see JFK's hands coming up.
And that person is standing where the shots begin to rain into the limousine. Let us call him the Umbrella Man.
Did you name the Umbrella Man?
Yes. You can see him in the certain frames from the Zapruder film, standing right there by the Stebbins Freeway sign.
He's also visible in other photos.
There are other still photographs taken from other locations in Dealey Plaza, which show the whole man standing under an open black umbrella. The only person under any umbrella in all of Dallas standing right at the location where all the shots come into the limousine. Can anyone come up with a non-sinister explanation for this? So I published this in 6 seconds, but didn't speculate about what it meant or got into any of the conspiracy theories, because everybody else got into the conspiracy theories.
Uh-huh.
There was one wingnut who published a book with a diagram of the umbrella. The umbrella was rigged so that there was an aiming device and there was a rocket tube that you could fire a flechette directly into Kennedy's throat.
The Umbrella Man is the real assassin.
That was the idea. That was the source of the hole in the throat, folks, right? Well, I asked that the Umbrella Man come forward and explain this, right? So he did. He came forward and he went to Washington with his umbrella. And he testified in 1978 before the House Select Committee on Assassinations.
And we have to pause it there.
Greg.
I am a drama queen, but no, I'm looking. This show, again, like yesterday, it's gone by at warp speed. I hope those of you listening are having the same experience. This has been really fun, but in a intellectually stimulating sort of way.
Very interesting.
Yeah. We'll come back to the Umbrella Man very quickly.
Hey, folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days, it seems kids only think to ask for another electronic device that'll just keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, take charge and get the kids and grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with an American Landmaster go-kart. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and an American Landmaster go-kart is fun and safe. These two-seater go-karts are equipped with a three-point safety harness, protective enclosures, and hydraulic brakes. So with layaway or 0% interest financing or payments as low as $30, let's get those kids and grandkids outdoors this Christmas with an American Landmaster go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
All right. We're going to go back to the Umbrella Man again. If you're just joining us, the Umbrella Man was in Dealey Plaza. He was standing in front of Abraham Zapruder, whose film, of course, is famous, in front of the sign right before the limousine, where they had that X permanently marked on the pavement.
Is that still there today?
Yes.
I thought so.
Yeah, that's where I got to get there. I got to see
too.
This.
I'd like to go.
Got
to
see this.
Road trip.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there you go.
So there were a lot of theories about the Umbrella Man because it was a beautiful sunny day. It was not hot, so shade wasn't really an issue. So why was he there with an open umbrella? Was he signaling somebody? Well, let's see. Mm-hmm. He eventually made it to the 1978 House Select Committee on Assassinations.
He explained then why he had opened the umbrella and was standing there that day. The open umbrella was a kind of protest, a visual protest. It wasn't a protest of any of John Kennedy's policies as president. It was a protest at the appeasement policies of Joseph P. Kennedy, John Kennedy's father, when he was ambassador to the court of St. James in 1938 and 39. It was a reference to Neville Chamberlain's umbrella.
I don't believe that. Don't see the significance.
I read that and I thought, this is just wacky enough. It has to be true. And I take it to be true.
What? Well, you can do that. But again, one thing that I can't show you over the radio, what was the man's name? Witt. Yeah, his last name was Witt. But when you see this guy, he does look, he looks like he could be.
He looks a little bit
mobbish.
Yeah.
If that's a word.
Well, absolutely. Connected.
There you go.
Where I want to get the
polite
name.
Way to put it.
Oh, let's see. Yeah, Louis Stephen Witt. But he looks more like Nick the freaking Trunk.
Yes, he does.
All right, so there's another chapter we can close out this afternoon. But again, There are many who believe he might have been signaling somebody. And the one thing we never really even have really gotten a chance to explore today, so we're going to have to do this again, oh, much beloved and glorious.
Doggone it.
The path that Oswald took from the book depository and where he was really headed.
Yeah, he was really going to somewhere.
Yeah.
He had a destination in mind, I think.
Yes, and I will get some of the recordings from this, because I want to run his theory by you.
Okay.
You spent as much time as anybody on the planet studying this thing. Comparing.
Billy the K is kind of the expert on this.
God, right? Billy the K, how's he doing? I haven't heard from him in a long time.
I hadn't heard from him in a month or two. The last time I talked to him, he's doing okay.
We have Eddie the Bee with us.
That's true.
Yep. Eddie Bader. Hey, you have a new listing in Sturbridge, right?
Well, yes, I got an open house coming up this weekend. In
this one here?
Yes, sir. It's a beautiful open house. It's going to be 3301 Hammond Drive, right there in Sturbridge, right across the street from the big pond and the walking track. It's a beautiful four-bedroom, two-bath home with great, just tall ceilings. It has the really wide doorways. This is just a great, great house. In fact, I'm making my mother come over to the open house. I'm going to try to sell her a new house.
So. I gotta love it. That's devotion.
But yeah, this is just nothing a great, great place. Yeah. And Sturbridge is a great community. They have an HOA, so they have their community pool. They have the fitness center and things like that. And it's just an absolutely great property. So again, at 2 o'clock on Sunday from 2 to 4, 3301 Hammond Drive. Come on by and take a look at the house and come say hey.
Yeah, high ceilings and wide doorways, matching custom cabinetry.
Throughout the house.
Gas log fireplace. Wow. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It is. All right, that's 2 to 4 this Sunday, 3301 Hammond Drive. 537, let's see how traffic on Hammond Drive and other places is.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic still very congested at the interchange downtown, merging from 85 to 65 northbound. It'll take a few minutes to get through there. 65 southbound, the merge from 85 is a little bit better. 65 merging onto 85, it is a very slow go from the merge all the way to about Ann Street. It's beginning to thin out a little bit, but it is still very dangerous through there. One little mistake and you're going to cause a major backup, so please be careful. And if you're on the Atlanta Highway, getting on the Eastern Boulevard, heading up over Ware's Ferry, there is a accident on the ramp that was there a little earlier. Hopefully they've got it out of the way, but use caution there if you would, please. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V Guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Why wait for Black Friday? Get Black Friday prices today at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliance special buys, plus up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. No rebate, no hassle. Like a modern Frigidaire front control range for just $699. That's $400 off. Talk about holiday cheer. Black Friday savings early, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. Gas extra, see store for details, valid through December 5th.
Don't miss Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Take an extra 25% off. Save on family jammies, women's sweaters, $22.50 and under. And save on select kitchen electrics. Plus, snap a free picture with Santa at Kohl's this Sunday from 1 to 3 and get a free gift. You'll find new gifts at every turn this holiday at Kohl's. Select styles, 25% offer valid November 20th through 24th with promo code FRIENDS. Some exclusions apply. One gift per child while supplies last. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Alice Heskew with Alabama News Network. A jury has found former MPD police officer A.C. Smith guilty of manslaughter in the 2016 killing of Greg Gunn. The jury deliberated for a couple hours today before coming back with a verdict. Montgomery police have charged a man with murder after a deadly stabbing on Monday. Police have charged 44-year-old Marcus Johnson with murder in the stabbing death of Paris Clark at a gas station. He was arrested just after midnight last night. The former principal of Lead Academy must be added back to the school's payroll. That was the order from a Montgomery judge yesterday. Judge Jimmy Poole granted a temporary restraining order in favor of Dr. Nicole Ivy Price. Price claims she was illegally terminated by Lead Academy. She says the school hasn't taken steps to ensure continuing health insurance or unemployment benefits. The restraining order directs Lead Academy to add Ivy Price back to payroll immediately. I'm Ellis Heskew with CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village. Tour the resort-style senior living community with options like companion suites or luxury 1, 2, and 3-bedroom private suites. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Those weather changes we've been telling you about are now very close at hand as a cold front approaches the state. The chance of showers will be increasing as we go through the nighttime hours tonight. In fact, they'll become quite likely by late tonight, and showers and thunderstorms will be around at times tomorrow. Saturday's high temperature up to about 73. I think the showers will move out sometime Saturday evening and then turning colder. Overnight low temperature around 40. Sunday, sunshine, but much cooler. High temperature up to about 58. A little warmer Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
One of the biggest songs of 1963, still playing on this date 56 years ago. Rosie knows this one.
Sugar Shack.
By Jimmy Gilman.
Oh, there's a crazy little shack beyond the tracks. Everybody calls it the Sugar Shack. Well, it's just a coffee house and it's made out of wood. Espresso coffee.
This day 56 years ago, I've said it many times this afternoon, I'll say it again. The 50s ended on this date, 1963.
Amen.
One of the people, we've talked about this at great length.
Mm-hmm.
And our friend David Blackman. We're gonna invite him in for an afternoon, probably by
show.
Phone.
Yeah,
he is one of us. And he's a Texan, and he lives not far from Dallas.
Oh wow, it's in his blood.
Mm-hmm.
Like us, this is an event that fascinates him, and he's not buying the Warren Commission either.
No.
Yeah, he promised to show you around if you ever came to see Dealey Plaza.
That would be. A great
road trip.
Tour. I got to do it. Just got to find the time to do it before I die.
Well, which is a long time from now.
Plenty of time.
Lyndon Johnson, understanding that he and the Kennedys, this was a political marriage, and it wasn't a good one. It succeeded.
They needed him.
They needed him, but they hated him. And he wasn't too fond of them because...
he hated him back.
Lyndon Johnson was the Hillary Clinton of his time. Mm-hmm. He thought he should have been the nominee mm-hmm. in 1960, and he didn't get it, so he acted like a spoiled monster. Does that remind you of anybody?
Cankles.
Yeah. Right. So let's listen in. This is a very brief... clip on LBJ with the Canadian Broadcasting System's Keith Boag.
Kennedy, Johnson's political rival, the man he believes had taken away not just the nomination for the presidency in 1960, but perhaps his last best chance ever to become the president of the United States.
is traveling, by the way, down the...
And my colleagues, including Senator Kennedy and Senator Symington and 62 other beloved Democrats, had selected me as their leader.
Johnson had underestimated Kennedy in 1960, underestimated the appeal of his youth, his charm, his grace, his political savvy,
his
but most
money.
Of all, the power of his dad's money. Johnson had thought the Democratic nomination would fall to him naturally because of his stature as the most powerful Senate majority leader in history. He was wrong. Kennedy won it on the first ballot. Before the convention ended, though, Johnson had made the most important decision of his life. He'd accepted Kennedy's offer to be the vice presidential candidate. He'd made a carefully considered calculation. He'd asked his staff to research how often a vice president becomes president.
Wow.
As they appeared to have received a late presidential...
Jeffrey Engel is a presidential scholar at the Southern Methodist University in Dallas. He studied Johnson's rise and fall as president.
About one in five of American presidents did not complete their term, that they died during office. And so he very candidly says to friends, you know, this is not... These are not great odds, but these might be the best odds I'm ever going to get.
Wow. How about that?
Power hungry.
When Bobby Kennedy finds out that Johnson will be on the ticket with his brother, he's horrified, and he tries to stop it. Johnson knows this, and their mutual hatred becomes the enduring blood feud of their lives.
Bobby Kennedy embodied everything that Johnson was not and Johnson despised. He was rich. He was good-looking. He was full of intellectual fervor.
Kennedy wins the White House in one of the narrowest elections in history, and almost two-thirds of his winning margin comes from Lyndon Johnson's Texas.
That sums up that marriage, but the I saw you react to that, Eddie.
Yeah.
Now, I never heard this clip prior to today, but just listening to them describe the fact that LBJ asked around, asked to find out how many presidents survive their entire term. We're talking about a 40-something-year-old right. man here, not an old guy that may keel over, a guy that, well, at least the public perception was he had health issues, as our caller earlier mentioned, Addison's disease. And other problems, back issues.
Was that all kind of glossed over then, or just accepted?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this it was the first I ever heard of it today.
It's just, you know, the media did for JFK what they did for FDR.
Okay.
Sure.
Almost nobody in America knew that FDR could not walk.
Right.
You know, that he was paralyzed, that he was mostly in a wheelchair, but they, the media cooperated. I guess because they're from the right party,
well,
too.
That's what I'm thinking.
No, the liberal media, this is not a new phenomenon. This is not a Trump-produced phenomenon. It's been that way.
But like with so many things, you'd compared it to Hillary a while ago, just so many things, little things, coincidences keep adding up.
Yeah.
There's just not that many coincidences.
So the fact that he actually asked, what are the odds I'll get to be president if I take the vice presidency? Mm-hmm. And one in five, that's about as good as it's going to get for me, isn't it?
Yeah.
So he took it. And it worked, and then he went on to be one of the worst presidents in our history.
Yep.
549. You sent me the signs from John Lee, didn't you?
I did.
Was that a
oh,
that was an email, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Text. Well, might have been email.
Oh, look at this. Look at thousands of emails coming in today. I am so well organized and prepared here. Well, what's on the sign doesn't matter as much as what's behind the front door, and that's the best paint that you can use to do the interior, or well, it does matter what's on the sign, because Rosie just showed it to me. There is always something to be thankful for.
Yes.
Yes,
that's so true.
And the other one says, you are never too old to dream a new dream.
That's right.
I love that.
That's
I like
a good
you
one.
Think. But I stand by what I said. I will not have my mind changed.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
The paint behind the front door is what matters.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Because it's the best. Richard's paint for interiors. Eddie himself can testify to the
yes,
quality
I can.
Of that. And you did a fantastic job of showing off my place when it was on the market. And one of the reasons it looked so good was that paint, interior paint, just held up so well.
Yes, it did.
7 years, and it still looks great.
Wow.
And then exterior... their own brand, John Lee's Solar Proof. They sell you everything you need to do a great job, and they have the advice to make sure you do it right the first time, that you have everything you need to start and complete your project, and any questions you might have about prepping a surface, those types of things, right rollers and brushes, they can answer that for you too. Great local business, 3.5 decades old. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard. Please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
Traffic is brought to you by The Pizza Place. Enjoy the delicious buffet at The Pizza Place or take home the huge OMG pizza tonight. The Pizza Place is located at 3848 Harrison Road. The Pizza Place, home of the OMG pizza.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are looking a little bit better at the merge now. 85 to 65 northbound is still moving a little bit slow, but all the other merges are moving nicely. However, we do have some sort of a problem at I-85 southbound near Forest Avenue. We're not sure exactly what's happening there, but we'd like you to use caution as you go through. Be alert there. Also, a disabled vehicle at Arma at Union Street. That's going to cause a little bit of a backup right alongside the interstate. Use caution in that area. Everywhere else, traffic is thinning a little bit, but we are still busy. Atlanta Highway, 231 to Wetumpka. Still a little bit of a snarl out at Taylor Road and a slowdown on I-85 at Taylor Road. Use caution wherever you are and drive carefully this evening. Premier Place Shopping Center has everything for the holidays. Shop Hourglass Optical, It's Fashion, Cato Fashion, T-Mobile, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another Greg McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for U.S. Congress. I bet you've seen Jeff's name and face on billboards and on the sides of moving trucks parked all over the district. Because when Jeff decides to do something, he does it big. And if you look really hard, you'll see my picture, our three girls, and our dog Gracie too. What I really wanted to talk to you about is Jeff, his background, and why he'd make such an incredible congressman. But I guess that'll have to wait, because they're telling me I'm out of time. But I'll be back here soon to tell you more about my husband, Jeff Coleman.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on a market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
56 years ago today.
And number one.
Dominique, Nika, Nika, s'en allait tout simplement. Oh Dieu, pauvre et chantant. En tout chemin, en tout lieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu. Il ne parle que du bon Dieu.
Before there was the Flying Nun, there was the Singing Nun.
Yes.
And that was a huge, huge hit.
Yeah, it was.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah,
can
number one.
Can you believe it?
No.
But again,
it was a much simpler time.
You know, we played the Be True to Your School by the Beach Boys was popular at this time 56 years ago. And that was compatible with all the music they did at that time. And just a few years later, they're doing Good Vibrations and Pet Sounds, and they went in a far more serious direction, as did the Beatles.
Yeah.
The Beatles, I will give them credit for pulling this country out of the post-assassination funk. They were fun, and they were light. But even they, you know...
went through their acid phase and all that stuff.
Because we had a war escalating, thanks to the new president.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when that change happened, Greg, when... because I've noticed it too, just listening to older music, there's a definite difference between something that sounds early or late 50s to, say, mid-60s when rock and roll was starting. Was there a definitive moment besides that assassination where you think the country kind of matured a little bit and went from the bubblegum pop to a more serious tone?
I think it was an evolution. Yeah. I don't think there was an event. If there was an event, it
just
was
a general awakening of people?
Yeah, we looked at everything differently. You know, it's the world changed in an instant, very much like 9/11 mm-hmm. did. You just knew things were never going to be the same again. Yeah. Anyway, I want to thank Rosie, Eddie Bader, Terry Adams, Oh Much Beloved and Glorious. You'll be here Saturday night with Clearing the Air?
Yes, sir, I will.
Are you doing the four-hour bit?
Yes, we are. 4 hours every Saturday night.
Good deal.
And that's still not enough time to get everything in, as we have found out today.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Got a lot of stuff on Facebook that I think is worth a look. See you Monday morning.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are looking a little bit better at the merge now. 85 to 65 northbound is still moving a little bit slow, but all the other merges are moving nicely. However, we do have some sort of a problem at I-85 southbound near Forest Avenue. We're not sure exactly what's happening there, but we'd like you to use caution as you go through. Be alert there. Also, a disabled vehicle at Arma at Union Street. That's going to cause a little bit of a backup right alongside the interstate. Use caution in that area. Everywhere else, traffic is thinning a little bit, but we are still busy. Atlanta Highway, 231 to Wetumpka. Still a little bit of a snarl out at Taylor Road and a slowdown on I-85 at Taylor Road. Use caution wherever you are and drive carefully this evening. Premier Place Shopping Center has everything for the holidays. Shop Hourglass Optical, It's Fashion, Cato Fashion, T-Mobile, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another Greg McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll make them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Pre-Thanksgiving blowout at Margaret's is on. Never before. It ends Wednesday night. That's it. Before Thanksgiving, we have Bolo bracelets, Diamond of the Art bracelets, $149. Normally, tons more money. Diamond by the Art necklaces, $199. Floating diamond pearl necklaces, $99. No, forget about that. $49. Pearl studs, $29. Diamonds, 60% off. All watches, 49%. Everything has a blowout price. Everything. Everything's available on layaway till Christmas. Everything 14 karat. Never done this before. Come see us at Marguerite's.
Celebrate holidays on the Harriet with a fun and festive cruise on the Harriet 2. This includes holiday dinner, live entertainment, and cash bar. Cruising will be every Friday and Saturday beginning December 6th. Tickets are $48 for adults and $38 for children. Sponsored by Bama Budweiser. For more info, go to funofmontgomery.com.
Impress your family and friends for the holidays. Let Sweet Creek Farm Market be your dessert headquarters. Homemade cakes in every flavor. Caramel, carrot, coconut, red velvet, and many more. Just like Grandma makes. Homemade cream cheese, sour cream.